Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for now it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people.
O God, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your light and love surround and fill us, so that with pure and renewed minds we may sing your praises. With the whole church on earth and all creation, we glorify you now and forever. Amen. A reading from 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant. I repeated the words over and over in my mind, my lips moving silently along. This was my way of letting go, my way of offering words of comfort, not for those around me, but to me. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. I stared down at the grave, the grass cared for and lush in the late summer warmth, the headstone dotted with mementos left by friends and family, flowers speaking of love, but also of life. It had been a year since the death of our nephew, a year since we had stood in this spot for his burial. And now I stood there holding hands with Nan, both of us together, but also alone in our silence. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. It had been a year of family, leaning on family as we slowly let him go. Some strong this time, others leaned on other times. His loss, his absence drawing us closer to each other in our need and in our hope. We held fast to the promises of God in our sorrow, to the welcome God had given him, to our trust in God's love. Amen, I finished. And maybe I even said it out loud because I thought I heard Nan echo an amen too, but I wasn't sure. She bent down to adjust the position of one of those mementos, a small tractor, and then looked at a few new things that had been placed there since our last visit to his grave. The wind stirred, inviting the flowers marking the graves to dance as it passed. I looked up and across the cemetery where cars were passing by on the road, the world and life busily pressing on, oblivious to our personal grief. And then I looked over at the house that serves as a reception center and an office for this cemetery. And there he was. It was just that simple, just that unexpected, just that inexplainable. On the small porch, sitting in his wheelchair and looking at us, was the grave digger. I nudged her and said, "Nan, look." She stood up, and then she saw him. The moment seemed frozen as we stared at him and he at us. And then Nan looked at me and said, "Go." And I looked back and I said, "Are you sure?" And she said, "I'm fine. I'll be right here. Go." I squeezed her hand and made my way over to him, marveling once more at the bond we share, at how we kept being drawn together, how God stands in the midst of our relationship. As I drew near, his face broke into an old, familiar smile.
"Howdy, Reverend," he said. "I've been waiting for you."
"Hello, my friend," I replied, bending down to hug this man who had come to mean so much to me. "What do you mean, waiting for me?"
"I remembered, Reverend. It's been a year, and I figured you would be here today. So I've been waiting."
"You are so kind," I said, touched deeply by how he had come to share our sorrow.
"You have walked with me, Reverend. I came here to walk with you," he said.
"Thank you so much," I replied. "It means a lot." We stood there in silence for a moment, drawing in all the things, the events, the discussions, the faith that tied us together. Then I said, "How are you, my friend?" He answered,
"Oh, tolerable, I guess. I got a few aches and pains, but I get by."
I laughed. I know what you mean," I said. He looked up at me and said,
"Reverend, can we go for a walk?"
"Sure," I answered, and off we went, following the road around the cemetery, him rolling along gently, me walking beside. And I noticed how thin he had become, how the muscles built through all those years of digging had faded, much like life itself seems to wither and wilt near the end. And again, I marveled at how God kept bringing us together and wondered at what was to come on this day. I didn't have to wait long. After a few moments, he said,
"Sometimes people forget, Reverend."
At first, I thought he was talking about how he had remembered the date of our nephew's death and how some people don't remember things like that. But then he continued,
"I've been around cemeteries my whole life. Some folks remember a lot. They come and visit all the time. But others, well, some of them don't ever get visited."
I realized that he was talking about graves and how sometimes it seems that a person is forgotten after the funeral. "I can't really explain that," I said. "I suppose that for some, their family lives far off and they simply can't visit very often. And there may be others who just get busy with life and don't take the time." He said,
"Yes, sir, Reverend,"
his mind elsewhere. So I went on. "Maybe in some families, they just aren't close anymore." He nodded, looking off. "And sometimes I think that a lot of people don't like to think about death. And so they do their best to avoid coming to places like this cemetery."
"Yes, sir, Reverend,"
he said again. But I could tell there was something more. Then he said,
"I sometimes forget they're gone, Reverend. My wife, my little girl. Something happens and I'll think, I can't wait to tell them. And then I remember.
I said, when people are important to you, you want to share your life with them. And you can't just shut it off. Maybe that's how we keep our memories of them alive. Sharing our lives is a way of keeping them close. And I think that's okay. We walked in silence for a few minutes, and I said, it's hard to say goodbye, isn't it?
Yes, sir, Reverend,
he answered, full of emotion.
I've been at it a long time.
And he paused.
Reverend, I guess it's harder for us than it is for them. For us, when someone dies, it's all goodbye. Goodbye and sorrow. But for them, it's goodbye to us. And hello on the other side.
I smiled. I guess so, I said. I think about the word goodbye and how it means God be with you. When someone dies, my goodbye is a prayer that God will be with them and that they will be with God. God loves us and we're His forever.
See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God,
he said, quoting the scripture. He stopped rolling along and looked out over the graves, lost in thought about our loved ones.
God be with you,
he said quietly. Hello to God's new day, I whispered. We started up again, walking and talking together, catching up on our lives since we had seen each other last, traveling the road around the cemetery. We passed grave after grave as we told our stories, both of us knowing that each site we passed had its own stories to tell. Countless stories of life and love, of tears and joy and hope. Maybe our own journey somehow mirroring life's journey from beginning to end with so much in between. We laughed at one story and then fell quiet for a moment. And then he said,
I like this road, Reverend.
I thought about how many times I had complained about its rough spots and potholes. But the gravedigger had continued speaking.
He goes all the way around the cemetery, he said. Every grave is included.
He paused.
It reminds me of God's embrace.
By now, the circle was taking us back toward the building and to where I had left Nan. But then suddenly he stopped rolling.
Look there, Reverend,
he said, pointing. I didn't notice anything unusual I was supposed to see.
Right there, Reverend. See that ant hill?
I looked, and sure enough, just inside the curb, only a foot or two away, there was a fire ant mound. He said,
there's millions of ants in there. They're all going about their business, building, eating, digging. And here we are looking over that mound, and they don't have any idea we're here.
I looked at it, wondering where this was going. He smiled at me.
Isn't it that way with us and God?
I smiled and patted him on the back. Oh, yes, indeed, I said. How often we forget about God or ignore God or are just so busy with life that we don't think about God.
But he's always there, the gravedigger said.
His arms around us, I answered. By this time, we had reached Nan, and she visited with the gravedigger for a few minutes. Then we hugged again, and he tipped his brown derby hat as he always had done. And then he smiled and said, "Be seeing you, Reverend." And he headed back toward the house, finishing the journey alone. Nan and I stood over our nephew's grave once more, taking in one final moment to remember and to grieve. And that's when it came. I guess I should have expected it. Maybe somewhere deep inside I did. Carried on the breeze, full of hope, full of assurance, full of faith.
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given.
I looked again at that road around the cemetery, and I thought about God's arms of love around us as He went on. Then, as He continued the song, I sang along quietly. God His own doth tend and nourish, in His holy courts they flourish. From all evil things He spares them, in His mighty arms He bears them. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows all He knoweth. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, the gravedigger had said. Nan and I stood there, no longer staring down, but looking up, eager for the assurance to come, clinging to the final words of promise and hope.
Though He giveth or He taketh, God His children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy.
Thank you. a prayer and listen to your people. We come to you, our God, and trust in your great mercy.
O God of all, with wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world.
By the world, send us out.
God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor, and in serving them, to serve you.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of healing, you became one of us in Jesus and know our frailties. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are ill and suffering, and reach out in compassion to help your work to restore them to health and wholness. God of comfort, you stilled the storms of life and give peace to your people. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are fearful, those who are troubled, those afflicted with mental illness or addiction, those who are depressed or full of anxiety. And may we embody understanding and seek ways to offer peace and safety. God of warmth, you have eagerly sought us and have opened your arms to welcome us even when we have strayed far from you. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those in need of welcome in our world, even when we struggle to do so, and to open our arms to them and help them embrace a new future. God of all-encompassing love, you love us so much that you sent your Son to live and die for us. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those who seem unlovable and to embrace them as we would embrace you. God of peace, you call us to live in peace not only internally with you, but also with each other and among nations. Help us to see the face of Christ in those with whom we struggle and disagree, and lead us to work together to the higher calling of mutual understanding and love.
Light of the world, send us out.
God of all people, you have made us, and you have made us yours. Help us to show the face of Christ to others, so that in all things we may reflect the light of the world in our lives. Our Christ, for you have heard our prayer. We come to you, our God, with gratitude and thanks. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith in the midst of the storms and roads of life, in our pilgrimage knowing only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Lord in heaven, hallowed be your name. on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Be upon us, even as we hope in you. Amen.